News when you want it with Bloomberg News Now. I'm Karen Moscow. The recovery efforts continue by the Francis Scott Key Bridge after a container ship hit the structure yesterday, causing it to collapse into the water below. Federal investigators tell CBS News that crews have found the voyage data recorder of the ship. And we spoke earlier to Guy Platten, International Chamber of Shipping Secretary General.
So much data will be on board the ship, including voice data recorders, so they'll have a full transcript of exactly the sequence of events. So, but these things take time to unpick and to work out exactly what has happened in this case. But these are so rare, these events.
And we're learning the ship involved in the incident has a somewhat troubled history. In 2016, it hit a stone wall at the port of Antwerp, causing damage to the ship that required repair. Last June, a routine safety inspection found issues related to gauges and thermometers for the ship's propulsion machinery. At the same time, an examination of the ship by the U.S. Coast Guard last year found no deficiencies. Well, the investigation at the bridge collapse has turned into a search and recovery mission. At least 8 people went into the water. 2 were rescued, but the other 6, part of a construction crew that had been filling potholes on the bridge, were missing and presumed dead. Among the missing were people from Guatemala, Honduras, and Mexico, according to diplomats from those countries. Transportation Secretary Pete Buttigieg called the Key Bridge in Baltimore one of the cathedrals of American infrastructure. Secretary Buttigieg said there will likely be a, quote, protracted impact to the supply chain. Bloomberg Government's Jonathan Tamari.
There's a lot of concern just about getting the impact, the economic impact of this port, which is a major port for a number of products, about the bridge, which is a big bridge that's used to transport hazardous materials that can't go through some of the tunnels in the area. So there's a lot of economic ripple effects. And so certainly Secretary Buttigieg is going to be on the front lines here as President Biden pushes to get this repaired as quickly as he can.
And that's Bloomberg Government's Jonathan Tamari. Now some other stories we're following. Many Americans are unenthusiastic about a November rematch of the 2020 presidential election. But presumptive GOP nominee Donald Trump appears to stoke more anger and fear among Americans from his opposing party than President Joe Biden does from his. A new poll from the Associated Press NORC Center for Public Affairs Research finds that Democrats are more likely to report feeling fearful or angry about the prospects of another Trump term than Republicans are about the idea of Biden remaining in the White House. Turning to the Middle East, the Israeli military says about 30 rockets were launched from Lebanon toward northern Israel this morning. Hezbollah took responsibility for the launches and said they were in response to an Israeli airstrike on a paramedic center linked to a Lebanese Sunni Muslim group in South Lebanon that killed 7 of its members overnight. Chinese President Xi Jinping meeting with a group of American business leaders in Beijing, including Blackstone's Steve Schwarzman and Qualcomm's Cristiano Amon, as China is seeking to restore confidence in the economy and keep relations with the U.S. on a stable footing. Sources tell Bloomberg the meeting lasted more than an hour and a half, with delegates raising questions and Xi answering them. Xi reportedly said he does not see the need for Washington and Beijing to decouple and that he wants American businesses to invest in China. The yen bounced from a 34-year low on speculation that Japanese officials may be preparing to intervene to support the currency. Officials from Japan's Ministry of Finance, the Bank of Japan, and Financial Services Agency met to discuss markets in their first 3-way meeting since late May. Speaking after the talks, Japan's top currency official pledged to take appropriate action against excessive swings, saying he sees speculative moves behind the yen's plunge. Shares in video game retailer GameStop on track for the biggest decline in 9 months after one of the original meme stocks reported revenue plunged in the fourth quarter. And someone in New Jersey overcame the odds and won the $1.13 billion Mega Millions jackpot, breaking a winless streak that dated to last December. The prize is the 8th largest in U.S. lottery history. S&P futures are up 0.4%, Dow futures up 0.4%, NASDAQ futures up 0.5%, and the 10-year Treasury yield 4.21%. And that's news when you want it with Bloomberg News Now. I'm Karen Moscow, and this is Bloomberg.